What kind of patients would you want to utilize neoadjuvant systemic therapy and radiation therapy? You know, which stage and situation?
Certainly any T3 or N1 patient by endoscopic ultrasound, especially if it's clearly N1.
Being no.
Yeah, some of the other benefits of the neoadjuvant approach is the toxicity, both acute and late, was less than with postoperative treatment. So that's an issue. In the German trial, local regional failure and overall survival were the same. So you can't count that as a positive.
Now, in these patients with the high lesions, are you doing post-op radiation therapy?
It depends on what their path stage is. So if they are found to have a T3 N0 disease with only 4 nodes, which hopefully is not the case, you'd like at least 10, that patient probably would be offered adjuvant chemotherapy and treated as a high-risk stage 2 colon cancer
Without radiation.
without radiation. We did a trial, not the most perfect trial in the world, some years ago, into group 0134 of 5-FU-based chemotherapy with or without radiation for patients at high risk for local regional failure in the extrapelvic colon in areas where you knew where the tumor had been. And it was a negative trial. I suspect there are small groups of people in whom we still offer that. For example, people whose tumors are T4 invasive into a pelvic sidewall or an abdominal wall.
So what about, for example, T2N0 by endoscopic ultrasound?
They would require no postoperative therapy.
No, but what I mean is if the patient, if
Yes.
preoperatively the stage by endorectal ultrasound is T2N0, what do you usually do?
Low rectum, sphincter preservation, you'll still get
Sure.
chemoradiotherapy. As I said, in most of the T stages, when you compare EUS versus the path stage, it overstates the T stage
Right.
because it pushes, and frequently it's inflammatory tissue that looks like T3. So
Right.
if it's truly a T-tube in someone's hands, that patient should go to surgery.
What about T1?
Same.